The most important factor to a healthy well-being is feeling connected.
Welcome to From There to Here,
a safe place where we will explore some of life's adventures so that you do not feel alone. It is Tuesday Toddler Talks, and we're back. Here I'm doing the singy thing again. We're going to keep on the same theme we had last week, Shannon. Do you remember we talked about noticing sounds last week?
Yes.
This week, I wanted to talk to our listeners about a bedtime routine that we do with Jude. And it is a body.
In the same realm of like mindfulness practices.
Yes. Okay. Same realm. Yeah. I don't think I said that in my head, didn't I? Mom life. Anyway, bedtime. Body scan. So we get Jude ready for bed, right? We like do brush teeth, we read books, and then sometimes we always rock him before we lay him in his crib, because parents, if you don't know, it's important to have a bedtime routine for your for your kids, right? And sometimes we just need a little more, right, to help settle. So, and really, it doesn't have to be on the days you need a little more to help settle. You could do a body scan any day. But yes, even a three-year-old is so capable of doing this. So I'm going to just give you a little example of what that sounds like.
And it doesn't have to be at night either.
It totally doesn't have to be at night. Body scans are great for just helping you notice where your body is in space. You really focus your attention on different parts of your body, and that's where your mind and your attention and your energy goes. And just by doing that, it can help you notice where you are, and that can help you feel grounded
and just bring you into the present moment.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great way to describe it too. It really does help you feel into the now. Mm-hmm. Right. So when we're doing this with Jude, it might be like he's sitting on my lap and I'm snuggling him, and I'll say, all right, we're going to do a body scan. Let's start at your feet. I'm thinking about your toes, and I'll just say toes, wait a few seconds, and then I'll say ankles, wait a couple seconds, and then I'll say knees, hips, legs, belly. And notice how I'm sort of slowly moving up the body. And what Jude usually does when I'm doing these things and leaving that pause, I know that he's with me, because oftentimes he'll just sort of like wiggle that part a little bit.
Oh.
And then he...
I was wondering, that was one of my questions. What does he do during this? I'm also noticing that your voice is very quiet.
Yes. So I really am thoughtful about the voice. Obviously, I'm not going to be like, toes! Like, that's not real calming, right? We have so much control in how we use our voice like that.
And you're being the calm for Jude.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Co-regulation, right?
There we
talked
go.
About that. What was that? Toddler Talks number 6, I think. But yeah, so we move up the body, and then I move down the arms, up the head, and then we actually go back down too. And I make sure that I am saying body parts that he knows,
sure,
so that he's not like thinking then about, oh, what's
what
that?
Is
or
that?
Like, we're not trying to create conversation at this time. And then usually by the end of that body scan, man, he's pretty chill.
I love this
to
technique.
Go lay down. It really works.
I might try doing this, adding it to our bedtime routine, because
it can take 1 minute.
Well, I was going to ask, how long do you think it typically takes
to go up? And I mean, you know, it just kind of depends on the day, right? But, and I wouldn't say we've ever done it for any more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, it can be, it's usually pretty quick. I bet it's about 2 to 3 minutes that it takes.
Okay.
But it really just can help bring that energy down and help calm anyone. Not just a three-year-old
not
before
just
bedtime.
The toddlers.
Yes.
Love that.
So that's Toddler Talks
again,
today.
Thank you
body
so much,
scan.
Jess. Brought to you by Jess and her wisdom.
Thank you for listening to our mommy.
That is super smart. Check them out on social media.
Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe.
Please keep listening to our mommy.